This week's devotional is the last in this series of devotionals written by the Reverend Ernie Banwell, entitled Hatching Snake Eggs. For the past 2 weeks, we have been discussing the problem of hatching snake eggs. We have seen how angry and bitter thoughts and gripping and overwhelming fears can sow seeds of destruction in our lives. Finally today, we will consider the terrible consequences of allowing these eggs to hatch. God clearly reveals what happens to people who hang on to their evil thoughts. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 7 says of those who allow bitter thoughts and fears to consume them, "Their feet run to do evil, and they rush to commit murder. They think only about sinning. Misery and destruction always follow them." Isaiah was addressing a people who had been free, but now they had turned from enjoying their freedom back to being enslaved by wickedness. They had rejoiced in newfound victory and freedom, but when Satan returned and dropped the evil seed thought, they did not cast it out, and so the snake came forth. Then what happens? People ruled by evil thoughts lose all peace and discernment, as we are told in verse 8. They don't know where to find peace or what it means to be just and good. They have mapped out crooked roads, and no one who follows them knows a moment's peace. These sad individuals become the most miserable people in the land. Nothing satisfies them now because they know better. They once tasted the sweet peace of God, but now they are crooked and everything in their lives is going wrong. Nothing is straight. People who cling on to these bad or evil thoughts about other people can so easily develop very changeable Jekyll and Hyde personalities, as depicted in Isaiah chapter 59 verse 11. We growl like hungry bears. We mourn like mournful doves. We look for justice, but it never comes. We look for rescue, but it is far away from us. One minute these people are mean, violent and angry, ready to tear a friend apart. The next hour they cry, "I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it." Israel, having hatched snake eggs, became like a raging bear and a mourning dove toward God and each other. They went from violent temper tantrums to sentimental sorrow. But these wild mood swings meant there was satanic poison at work. By contrast, the Spirit of Christ is always gentle, loving, kind and long-suffering, never violent or roaring like a bear. There are promises and absolute assurances from God that no evil thought need conceive in any Christian and become a snake. Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, "Don't copy the behaviour and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Another wonderful promise can be found in Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3. "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." I'd like to conclude this series by turning our thoughts to Psalm 121, which says, "I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps." The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever.